Hello, Warrior Cat fans. Willowing is back again.
Hi, guys.
And we're going to be talking about ships, so be prepared for a really long episode.
Oh, also, I was just going to say, my third kit's name is Wish Kit, and she's a she-kit with fluffy ginger fur, like the fluffiest I've ever seen, and yellow eyes. So, yeah. Anyway, on with the episode.
Okay, first ship, Ash Flight.
Yeah! Sorry.
Ash Flight is an amazing ship.
Yeah. And also, for all you Bramble Star Squirrel Flight lovers, I am sorry, but,
Bramble Star sucks.
Yeah! He is! Remember, okay, if any of you have actually read this book, and if you haven't, then just totally ignore me and cover your ears. If you read, like, was it Bramble Star's story?
Oh, yeah, I forgot, guys! This is a major spoiler alert, okay? So.
Oh, yeah! If you haven't read the books, then you should probably get off of this unless you want spoilers.
Yeah, wait a second. Never mind.
Okay, she might have accidentally almost seen somebody come into the ward or the medicine den or something, like, but it was a false alarm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, White Fang has a notification for me once we're done, so. Okay, next ship. Crow Feather. I just put Crow Feather because he has the most complicated love life ever.
Starts
with Feathertail when they go on the journey, but then Feathertail dies, and I'm like, poor Crow Feather. And then he ends up with Leafpool, and I'm like, you two are amazing.
They are! And then Crow Feather tries to forget her after she went to her claim because it was her duty.
Yeah. After they ran away.
Yeah, and then, like, he was like, okay, so I don't love Nightcloud, but I should still look out for her, which is like, oh, that's nice. But then he was like, I need to boot Leafpool out of my life. And I was like, are you stupid, man? You can't live without Leafpool, but... Yeah, he did not listen.
Okay, I think it's it for Crow Feather. Okay, next ship, Ash Flight again, because they're amazing.
Yeah! Okay, I should mention something. So, in the last series, by the way, again, spoiler alert.
Yes.
So, like, for any of you people who have actually read the last series, when she was like, oh, it was all an obsession, she didn't really love me. I do not believe that, and I'm pretty sure that Squirrelflight kind of still likes Ash for herself.
Yeah. Okay, next one is Root Frost. Okay,
it's
these two are
the best ships.
Yes,
ever.
These two are amazing, but I was confused because I'm like, wait a second. Finleap came out of SkyClan to be with Twig Branch. Is Root Frost going to come out of SkyClan to be with
Bristlefrost?
Root Spring. Root Spring going to come out of SkyClan to be with Bristlefrost? Because that seems a little bit repetitive, but...
I know, I feel like they might have, like, a forbidden romance or something.
Yeah.
And what if they just break it off? I would hate that.
And also, what about Shadow Sight?
Ooh. The medicine cat dude?
Yeah. Like, he's, like, friends with them, so I'm confused.
Me too. What if they joined a Shadow Clan? Okay, then we sound very crazy right now, but...
Yep. Next ship, Ash Flight.
Ash Flight! By the way, what I was saying about Bramble Star Storm was that he wanted to, like, be mates with this young cat named Jessie.
Yeah!
And it was super stupid because and then Jessie was actually smart, though, and she was like, well, you two share something that I don't have, so I'm gonna leave. But he totally loved her and stuff, and it was so gross.
Yeah. Okay, next ship, Twig Leap.
Yes! The one where Finleap went over to ThunderClan. That is a good ship.
Yeah.
But she should have kits. She would be the mother.
And why did Twig Branch keep hopping from clan to clan to clan to clan? She kept being an apprentice over and over and over and over.
I know.
It was
she
so
should
annoying.
Have been a warrior way earlier.
Yeah, and I like Violet Shine. I mean, her sister.
Yeah, her sister has such a pretty name. And she actually wanted kits.
I don't really like Violet Shine and Tree, though.
Oh, yeah. That was a very weird ship.
Yeah. Anyway, next is Ash Flight again.
We're just doing this. It's pretty repetitive.
Yeah, I was also thinking I really want Squirrelflight to have more kits, and Ashfur would be there for her if she wanted them.
Exactly.
Bramblestar's like, I don't want more kits.
Yeah, in Bramblestar's Storm, he was like, I do not want more kits. Instead, I just want you to be by me, because then ThunderClan loves me. I feel like that's a part of his evil plot, but... Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, next one's Velvet Heart. Velvet and Older Heart.
Yeah, I did not actually like that ship too well.
I mean, I liked it because that means Alderheart had some confusion in his life.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. That confused his life up a bunch.
I mean, aside from, like, the whole being a medicine cat stuff, but...
Yeah, and also he kind of, like, had a crush on, like, Needletail.
Yes, Needletail.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually really liked those two, and I forgot about that ship.
You did?
Yes.
How?
Well, but then Needletail went blessed. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because Darktail killed her.
Yeah, and then she, like, was mates with the
ring. Yeah. Final ship is, once again, Ashflight.
Yeah. Okay, so... If Squirrelflight had kids, how many do you think she'd have?
She should have 3. Then she'd have 5 kids.
Yeah. And then Sparkpelt. Mother, how could you go away with Ash? Wait, what's his last?
Her.
Yeah, Ash. Sorry, guys. I forget. But anyway, I feel like her kids would not take it well, but she would.
Yeah, one time when me and Willow were just, like, talking, like, we were on a border patrol or something, we're just, like, talking about, like, I don't know, Tiger Star or something, and then this one kitty pet named Mittens comes up and then just looks at us.
Yeah!
I'm like, oh my gosh, is that cat eavesdropping on us?
Yeah, and he, like, look like Tiger Star.
Yes!
He does! It's creepy.
Anyway, well, that's it for this episode. Pounce on you later.